The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Was a deep sea diver, and when I want to pass, I would mash the gas. I was a taxi driver, I sing. I was a taxi driver, I was a deep sea diver, and when I want to pass, I would mash the gas. I was a taxi driver. Now tourists don't really know our country, how this thing go. A car coming on the other side.
Good yawning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news. Day. It is Friday, the 20th of March, 2026, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. We got lots to talk about this morning. We got a guest on the way into studio. I think you're going to enjoy that segment. We're going to get started with some other news before our guest gets here. And the first thing I have to say is, I was checking my phone just before the show started, see if there's any breaking news stories, and I saw a story that said that Chuck Norris has passed away. So I went online to check, and TMZ said Chuck Norris has been hospitalized after a medical emergency in Hawaii. Now, yesterday, there was a reference that I completely forgot. The individual who sort of brought Bob Marley and the Wailers to war with I Shot the Sheriff, Eric Clapton. I could be honest with y'all, that space in my brain, Chuck Norris lives there. I can't even remember the name of the show, producer. You remember the name of the show that used to, I think used to come on ZNS? Was it CBS? Anyway, Chuck Norris had one show, and it was great. The Ranger, he was a Ranger. He's a lawman, right? Anyway, Texas Walker Ranger. Yeah, there you go. Let's go to the phone line quickly. Good morning, caller.
My lady, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Okay, I didn't give you time to say what you can talk about because I got a small little information to tell you.
Yes, sir, I'm ready.
3 minutes, okay?
Okay.
Number one, Dwight brought on a highly intelligent person this morning, right?
Mm-hmm.
And as much as these high educated believers, educators who bombard your show everything.
Yes, sir.
Not a one call. You had two texts, not a call. So get ready.
For a barrage.
Thank you very much, m'lady.
Yes, sir.
Have a good day.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you very much. I tell you, when the guest is making sense, people tend to listen, right? Which would suggest that sometimes I don't be making sense. And I appreciate that people want to call in and straighten me up. Make sure that I have the proper context for what we're talking about. In this moment, Chuck Norris is in a grave health situation. I referenced Chuck Norris because we don't have police like Chuck Norris no more, man. You know, there's a whole gag of Chuck Norris jokes. Like the karate chop afraid of him. The nuclear weapon afraid of Chuck Norris. That's the type of police we used to have. That's the type of police we used to have. I want to say condolences again to the senior officer who served his last days, I think, as a reserve officer, formerly or affectionately known as RoboCop, right? His passing signaled the passing of a generation. Good morning, caller.
Hey, morning, Ms. Green. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Hey, just called the show to tell you. Remember about a year ago, you had a show, and a lady was on the show pertaining to sharks, right?
Yes.
And the endangerment of sharks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did I not tell you and the guests that the sharks were eating the cocaine?
You did, and it was...
Did you not roll your eye and say, boy, this man always talking food?
No,
remember that episode?
I rolled my eye. And I did say this man always talking fool, but it's the way that you formed it, because what you were saying actually made sense.
So yesterday on the news, right? What was reported yesterday on the news?
The
sharks was eating cocaine.
Somebody plying the sharks with cocaine and caffeine.
But didn't I tell you this about a year ago?
Yeah, man. You was on it. You was on it. Thank you very much.
Now, second thing, right, before I go, right?
Yes.
Now, since flights to Miami to go to Walmart probably be almost $2,000 a ticket, right?
Mm-hmm.
Purdy said that he's going to Inagua. He said that that's the best place to go for the island since no one can be afford to go to Walmart no more.
Mm-hmm.
Which island do you think that the Hamish should visit this summer?
Mayaguana. The whole Michael.
Are they mosquito big up there?
Yes, they are big, but see, you missing the point. Every time KFC chicken run out of wings, I tell the people in Inagua, send the mosquitoes. The people need wings. So you got to see the plus side.
Definitely have to eat donkey, so they don't serve donkey.
That's illegal. Good. That's illegal. We don't eat donkey because it's illegal.
All right, good.
Yeah.
You're on a good note then.
Thank you, but I encourage everybody to consider, right, the value of visiting a family island if travel costs are too high for your normal vacation excursions, right? And I'm in particular, let's get into Maikia, let's get into the southern islands of the Bahamas and see what's out there because it is amazing. All right, producer, let's go to the phone line quickly. Good morning, caller.
Hi, Mona, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Yeah, someone asked me to put this on there for you all. The Freeport holds a contractor there who has a security company.
Sorry about that. I am not prepared to talk about that in the moment. That seemed to be getting very complex and heavy. I got a couple more calls on the board. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Ms. Green. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Ms. Green, allow me to be a little positive and on a serious note this morning.
Okay, but I got my guest is coming.
Yeah, that's why I called early.
Yeah,
so
yes.
I don't know, I can be quick.
Yes,
there
sir.
Is a young lady, Malia,
mm-hmm.
lives in the Foxhill, area.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
She is the granddaughter of one Warren Davis.
Okay.
They are having a cookout for her tomorrow right there at the community center.
Okay.
She is having an eye surgery.
Okay, yeah.
So allow me please invite all of the people out of Fox Hill tomorrow, mm-hmm. all of the Defense Force officers where her granddad worked, all of the nurses where her mommy worked, to come out to the Fox Hill Community Center tomorrow. Let's support Lynn Malia in her
medical
effort.
Yeah, man, absolutely.
Please, I'm inviting you down. You come down, you buy one, I'll pay for one for you.
All right, who would get it, but I come in so we could give it to somebody. I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but please come by the community center anytime after 12, and also it's her birthday tomorrow, too, so they're having something on the park for the little kids.
Okay, awesome.
So please come by, Fox, and please
absolutely.
Come by their support.
St. Anne's, Yamacraw, everybody.
Exuma support.
Yeah, St. Anne's.
So I want the Black Point people also to come up.
Ah, Exuma people.
Yes,
they point.
Support like Fox and people. They support one another.
Okay, awesome.
Okay?
Thank you.
God bless you, Ms. Green.
Absolutely, absolutely. Let's go to the next caller quickly, and then we're going to have to cut calls. Good morning, caller.
Hey, Aaron, good morning.
Good morning.
Very quickly here, very interesting commentary. I invite every Bahamian to, yes, I encourage them to visit some of our family of islands,
mm-hmm.
Because what they are experiencing here in Nassau is vastly different from what they could experience in some of the other islands. But
mm-hmm.
I also would encourage, perhaps government would consider, or the airline would consider lowering their prices to get to these islands. Because guess what? A price to go into Florida is almost equal to the price going to some of our family islands.
Yeah.
Which in many ways, unfortunately, I mean, understandably, the distance may be similar.
Yeah.
But we got to find some incentives to get our people to at least get into some of these islands to experience how our other citizenry is living.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have a better appreciation of how we can offer help or agitate for
mm-hmm.
better circumstances for them outside of what is being said just here in New Providence. But that's all I want to say this morning. Thanks for taking my call. Continue to listen.
Absolutely. I got a text here that says, no, Aaron, Mangrove Key is the place to send the people this summer. I agree in with you, too. I like that idea as well. Also, I want to see the Mangrove Key community in the South Andres community get project off the ground, man. There's so many people in Nassau, New Providence, Grand Bahama, Eleuthera that would enjoy that greatly. All right. Here's another text before we switch gears. Good morning, Aaron, please. Okay, I'll have to get Mr. Ahmad Thompson's contact for you in a break. I will get that. If not, I'll make sure Mr. Newry can share it with you. So, my guest is in studio. Before we go to the guest, I was hoping that I could touch on traffic just for a moment, but I can tell you why. Because on the 16th of March, we had another story, tattoo artist among two dead in separate accidents, right? So that's two reported on the 16th of March, two traffic fatalities reported on the 9th of March, and a traffic fatality reported on the 12th of March. So we're going to run through this very quickly. A listener asks, hey, there's an officer that was usually stationed on, Long Wharf Police Station, the little police station right there by Nassau Street, who conducted traffic patrols in that area, and they no longer see them. They were informed that that officer has been transferred to patrol. So we want to say to Officer Humes, thank you very much for your service. That's from the people who frequent that area. But also, what you're up to now, how we could talk to you, and when you're coming back to the Nassau Street Police Station. Also, East Hill Street. Yesterday, I almost twice by cars overtaken. This on East Hill Street, in front of the Mortgage Corporation and Government House. And I had to bring my car to a complete stop to avoid being hit twice. I overtaken because some elderly gentleman was making 8-9 miles an hour up East Hill Street on his cell phone trying to figure out where he was going. At that point, I was ready to throw my own car in the bush because on my way to work, see, that was on the way home, on the way to work on East Hill Street, I observed another vehicle assigned to a senior judicial officer breaking traffic controls. Why would you, with all of the glory that comes with being a senior member of the judiciary, feel the need to run a stop sign next to Government House? I just don't get it. I mean, that's, and I could be honest with y'all, as honest as I can be on the public airwaves, I was stunned that we would be talking about that same vehicle again. The very same vehicle that was involved, at least the very same plate. Let me be very fair. They could have put the plate on a different vehicle. It could have been a different driver. But that same plate, on the road, just reckless. See, it's because of the five deaths. It ain't just me. It's the five deaths. Unnecessary deaths. That's what it is. I'm stunned. See, but there's a problem on East Hill Street because the cars park illegally. They don't come to tow them. Eventually, the cars parked on both sides of the road illegally. The people at Parliament Street can't see the roadway to pull out safely, so they just end up running the stop sign at Parliament Street onto East Hill Street, police and all, taxis and all. And just for the last one, I got a list of like 12 here, you know, but for the last one, yesterday on my way home, on East Bay Street, approaching Armstrong Street, I could assess, right, that the vehicle at the intersection was going to pull out before I could get there. So I lowered my speed sufficiently to, because they weren't going into the lane immediately in front of them. No. They decided to occupy the lane that I was in so they could shoot across the road illegally. It's cool. It's cool. Because I had enough time to prevent an accident. But mom, the 3-10 gang was loose yesterday. Mom, immediately behind that car, decided, no, I was already stopped. Why have to stop again? I don't have much time left. So mom, look at my car. I saw her look at my car and just flew out immediately behind the car in front of her and then dropped her speed to 7 miles an hour. That's not what was concerning me. It didn't even concern me that her friend was in the car with her, because when two are gathered together, gallivanting shall take place. What concerned me is that with their gangster-style driving, they turn right into Scotia Bank. I say, mom, them going to go rob the bank because they in gangster mode. Leadership starts at the top. And just in case y'all didn't notice, as long as the people at the top keep breaking the rules, the people at the bottom will gallivant. That's what they're going to do. Anyway, we're going to a break. Thank you, producer. After the break, see, I have a cooler. I know how to rule. Not just Father Joaquin and Father Bain is my coolers. After the break, we're going to have Judge Carroll in the house. When you go before the court, you know, have to know how to behave. After the break, we have Justice with Judge Carroll in the building. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Taxi late at night to get your money, you got to fight. My people don't understand, like them I am a poor man. Took a man to touch a corner, knife to my throat, I was a goner. Didn't see no dog, but heard a bark was me. Yeah, when
girl, you see how Cora I looked yesterday?
But she say she bump into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday, you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
What you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now, you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman. Does mind her business, take care of them churn, and go to church every Sunday. So what you think we should do?
I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence. And we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody business. Then Jack come after me and I land up next to Cora.
No, ma, we could call her text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me again how does work.
We can call them in Miami at 328-TIPS or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll free at 300-TIPS or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app and we could text them. And the messages get on mix up before it leave your phone so nobody can know what you saying.
So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it. Just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building. Telephone 302-2361.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Get set.
Track and field fans, it's that time. B3A Crypto Trials, March 20th through 22nd at the original Thomas A. Robinson Stadium. Come see the country's finest young athletes in blazing battles on the track and fierce field competition as they look to book their tickets to the 53rd Carifta Games in St. George's, Grenada on the Easter holiday weekend. Who will make the team to represent the Bahamas? Be there for the B3A Carifta Trials, March 20th through 22nd at the original Thomas A. Robinson Stadium. Competition starts at 5 p.m. on Friday, March 20th, and 3 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday, March 21st and 22nd. General admission, $12. Children under 12, $8. $20 VIP. Three-day passes are $34 general admission, $20 children under 12, and $58 for a three-day VIP pass. The B3A Carifta Trials, March 20th through 22nd. Don't you miss it.
Put more money back in your pocket with the Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan. Why pay more when you can pay less? Reduce your monthly debt payments down to one low, easy payment. Apply for a Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Aunt Green, listen, I had to talk, forgive me for the little time there. I had to talk to my lawyer because I have Judge Carroll from the phenomenal TV show, Justice with Judge Carol, in studio with me.
Good morning.
Good morning. Her government name is Carol Munnings Miswick.
Yes.
Did I pronounce that properly?
Well, it's Mishevich, but I just go by Munnings now.
Oh, okay, Munnings. Okay, yes. Carol Munnings. Yes. Now, I'm very happy to be in front of you today here and not in front of you in the court.
Yes, yes, with me on the bench. We're on a level playing field.
All right, so tell people about the show, and then we're going to talk about why the show, and how to get on the show.
Yes, so the show, we're going back in studio. I'm going back in studio now for the first time in 2026. We've completed two full seasons. We're halfway through the third season. And this show is a format of arbitration. So it's on television, mm-hmm. but it's legally binding arbitration. And what I like to tell people is that, you know, the government of the Bahamas went through arbitration with the Grand Bahama Port Authority. The same legal process that we are talking about here,
okay.
right? There's an Arbitration Act, in fact, arbitration is as old as time. It's as old as the Bible, right? Mm-hmm. So it's a legal process, and I'm encouraging people to submit their applications and be on the show. So I'm a real judge, okay? I have 15 years of experience as a judge between sitting as a magistrate and a registrar and vice president of industrial tribunal. So I'm not pretending to be a judge. I'm not playing judge on set.
You're bringing decades of experience
yes,
and institutional
ma'am.
Knowledge to
yes.
the platform.
Yes, and making this platform available. A lot of companies use it. Wealthy individuals, if I could say that, I suppose, wealthier individuals and commercial contracts, they all use this process of arbitration. And what that simply means is the two parties, there are two sides to a dispute, and the two sides agree to have a third party as an umpire decide the case.
Okay.
Rather than, so what that does is it allows you as a litigant, as a party, to choose who you want to decide your case. If you go through the regular court system, whichever judge happens to be rostered, or whichever court it happens to get assigned to, then, you
have no control.
You don't
that.
Have any control over that. You also don't have any control over the calcs. And then there are costs involved because chances are you're going to have to hire a lawyer. Chances are you're going to have multiple days off work that you may or may not get paid for, probably not get paid for unless you maybe take it as vacation. So these are some of the advantages that I want to let people know about
mm-hmm.
with bringing their case to the Justice with Judge Carol program. And then, of course, so you don't have to pay to be on the show.
Okay.
And, in fact, in consideration of you allowing us to air the show, you will be compensated.
Okay.
Okay? So each party receives a compensation, $150
okay.
each side. And then you sign a waiver agreeing to be bound by, you agree to be bound, which is essential with the arbitration procedure, alternative mm-hmm. dispute. And then you agree, not to sue me.
Okay.
Okay.
So here's a couple of questions, because I have cases, potential cases coming up in my mind,
yes.
right? We're talking about traffic just now. Say you bounce my car in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
Can we take that to arbitration?
Yes,
because
absolutely.
Because sometimes the police will say, well, it was on private property, so we don't get involved. We could take that to arbitration.
Yes.
I'm reversing from my property onto the main road, because that's the only way to get out, right?
Mm-hmm.
And someone bounced my car while I'm halfway on the property and halfway in the main road.
Yes, that's also something that you can bring to arbitration.
Okay.
And I like that you have asked that question, because a lot of people, they'll contact me. So you can reach me at info@judgecarol.net, right? Mm-hmm. So it's info@judgecarol. Carol is carol.net. So people will hear us talking now, and then they'll write me and they'll ask me, well, Judge, I had that same thing. What happens? So here's my answer to that. You can ask me a question, or you can ask another lawyer a question, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you're still left with the dispute. But if you bring it as a case before me, then you can get an answer, but you get the matter resolved.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we call this alternative dispute resolution, right?
All right.
Now, both parties need to agree in order to give me that jurisdiction and the power to make the decision.
Okay.
And I tell people as well, listen, I am fair, I'm firm, and I'm just. So I will hear both sides. So just because, let's say, you have a case against, I don't know, the producer. That's just for convenience, mm-hmm. right? And you file the... Stop giving him the dirty eye. And then you file, you quote-unquote file, or you mm-hmm. write in and say, I have this case, traffic case against my producer.
Mm-hmm.
He may catch feelings and think, well, I don't want to go because she brought it against me.
Yeah.
But someone, well, that's just to initiate. It doesn't mean that you are prejudged as being guilty. It doesn't okay. mean that I have formed an opinion, because in fact, I don't get the evidence. I don't get the information. When you send it in, my producer reaches out to the parties and says, send us your evidence. They will reach out to the other side and say, look, if you're willing to come, Judge Carroll will hear the matter.
Okay.
So I'm not prejudging.
All right.
And it's not because the other person wrote in. It means that you already have the cards stacked against you.
I got you. I got you.
Yeah.
All yes. right. So the process from start to finish, I am going to message info@judgecarroll.net, or where do I find the registration point?
Yes. So you can, as an alternative, you can go to the website, which is www.judgecarroll.net.
All right.
And it says on the page, have your case heard, click here, and you can click and, submit the application form is right there, and it comes to the email.
Absolutely.
Same thing.
Caller, please call back. I just wanted to wait for a break in the conversation before I got to you. I know sometimes people are calling from cell phones and they can't wait, but I thank you for your patience. I'm trying to get everybody into the conversation. Okay, so now another matter. Somebody in my neighborhood was just breeding cats. I think they had rat problem, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so there were a number of cats just moving through the neighborhood, which I think people were not mad at because there are a lot of nature, animal lovers in the area. But that person has moved away.
And the cats remain.
But the cats remain, right?
Oh.
Can I bring that place into arbitration? Because I can't bring the cats. I tried to bring the cats to arbitration. And the cat say, but cat can't be
like
the judge.
A friend of mine who says that he wants to leave all his... I said, you need to make a will. And he says, well, I want to leave it to my dog. And I'm like, no, you can't leave your property to the dog.
But
and you want to breed.
Hold on. Okay, but pause. How come I can't leave the property to the dog? Here's another thing. I have a piece of property. It's not necessarily mine, right? But I'm hoping it will be mine one day. It has silk cotton trees on it.
Yes.
I would like to will the property to the silk cotton trees so that nobody could ever cut them down.
Yes. Okay. And that's just like another case I heard where a country in Asia granted a passport to an AI, to a robot.
Oh, yeah. No.
But they don't have, but the robot doesn't have biometric data.
And the robot don't need a passport to travel. They always give it to people who don't need it. I need it. Let's go to the phone line quickly. Good morning, caller.
Hey, morning, Miss Green. You guess how you doing?
I'm good, thank you. Oh, wait, hold on. There you go. Put on the headphones. You good?
He's connected.
Yeah. Are we ready now?
Yeah, Judge, what's up with you?
Morning. I'm excellent, thank you.
Hold on, sir.
I have a quick question.
Wait, sir.
Hmm?
You're honorable.
Thank you.
Are you honorable, Judge?
Yes, thank you.
How you doing?
I'm very well, thank you, sir.
Right, yeah, I have a quick question for you, right? Pertaining littering, right? Why, for punishment or stuff, right? Because... if you ever notice, right, one thing of behemoth hate is public embarrassment. So why oppose the paying fines, right? Judges don't, you have to go pick up garbage on the side of the road. You only think that's a better punishment than fines?
Okay.
Because behemoths ain't really scared of fines, you know. But boy, they don't pick up no garbage.
I got you. Thank you very much for that contribution. So I think he's clued on into something that's very real. We don't want to be shamed publicly. It's because a lot of our developmental practices involving shaming people into compliance, young people into compliance. I get it. When I blow my horn because you almost kill me, you are upset because you feel ashamed that somebody is bringing light, attention to your bad behavior on the road.
Yes.
I get it. the alternate dispute resolution process, right,
mm-hmm.
is effective because it's not as public as the court? Is it as public as the court? Would I have access to the information like a court? Like things become public record in the court. Alternate dispute resolution is an option because of the confidentiality and privacy?
That's in commercial contracts, absolutely. That is a feature of it.
Okay.
And so like the example that I gave earlier, we don't actually know what happened in the case between the government and the Port Authority in terms of what evidence was exchanged. Sorry. In my case, yes, obviously, I am receiving cases and they are going to be broadcast on air.
Yes.
However, in terms of the confidentiality and the privacy, it's similar to the court system in that when you go to court, the court court hearings are public.
Yeah.
And you have sometimes reporters in the courtroom. You have... not necessarily witnesses, but people who are waiting for their cases to be heard. They make up the gallery, they make up the audience, and cases can be reported on the news. Mm-hmm. The advantage with my program is that there's an educational benefit. So all of these examples that you talk about with the cats and the neighbors and the cars and the traffic, people want to know and they want to understand. So mm-hmm. I'm bringing the information firsthand so that people can see for themselves how this thing works, mm-hmm. how it goes. They can see and understand court procedure. And I believe in treating people fairly. So I'm not inviting persons to come on the Justice with Judge Carol program so that I can embarrass them and shame them mm-hmm. so that I can
get ratings,
big up myself.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Right? And if we're going to grow as a nation, if we're going to have growth, there are things that we do now that we've never done before in terms of technology, accessibility, having it available.
Mm-hmm.
So while there may be some discomfort, and there's always discomfort when there's growth, right? Because it's new. So it's not that it's different insofar as it's set up like a court. It's similar to the court experience. You have the two sides who mm-hmm. bring their evidence and that kind of thing. So it's set up that way so that there's some familiarity with a process that we know.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's also newness in it in that you get the control that you've decided that you want to come forward at this time. The parties have decided. They've picked the person who they want to hear their case. And then they bring their evidence. And then the way that the court works, you see me making decisions live, real time, and in action, so you understand. Because I will talk through the process as I ask the questions, as I do the probing. The kind of questions, for example, that the person just asked. When you hear me go through the kinds of questions and then I explain why I'm asking that question
mm-hmm.
and the intent and the result of the question, mm-hmm. that's an educational process.
Yeah.
And this is something that I actually feel very passionate about because having been in the court system for 35 plus years, it is very stressful. So I'm taking away that stress and that anxiety. When you have to go to court and you know from months, so you have months or even years that you're waiting for the date. The date has been mm-hmm. set, but it's far distant and you have that anxiety. My thing is that when you walk on set in Justice with Judge Carol and I walk out and I walk on the bench, you can breathe that sigh of relief. You can have that exhale. Okay, I'm in good hands. This judge is going to hear my case. She is going to be fair. Mm-hmm. And then you're not going to worry. You can forget about, who is watching and who's thinking. Because,
you're going to be treated with grace.
And dignity.
And dignity.
And respect.
Yeah.
Right? And you know what? People talk about, I don't want anybody to know my business, but people have their business all over the internet, all over Facebook.
And you'd be surprised who know your business anyway. You think people don't know it, they know it.
Exactly. So why are you going to stay and suffer and try to figure out how you're going to find this money to pay the lawyer, wait for months and months on end, and then when you get to court, oh my gosh, the case gets adjourned for another 6 months. You know, I've been in my diary, I'm on the bench, me agonizing because, you know, an important witness happened to get sick, and I'm looking and flipping. Trying to find a date.
Yeah.
You know, that stuff is I think it's destroying our community.
It diminishes the quality of life. The
yes.
type of angst and frustration
yes.
that people hold in their body, anxiety, right?
Yes, yes. I did a whole master's of public administration degree on the backlog in the court. So I studied it for 6 months solid, and I wrote a 40,000-word thesis. So not only have I worked in the court system, I've studied it from an academic perspective.
Absolutely.
Can I just tell you
mm-hmm.
that over 10,000 cases a year per year are filed in the magistrates' courts? Now, you think the magistrates are able to hear 10,000
no.
cases? Okay. They always talk about the backlog in the criminal courts, right?
Yeah.
You know, 10,000 cases plus per year are filed in the magistrate's court. You think if you have a traffic accident and you want to bring a claim to somebody, your case is going to get any time soon? If that's what you think again.
Absolutely. It is. 10,000.
Think again. And that was when I studied it back in 2019. So it's probably up around 15,000 now.
Possibly, absolutely. Absolutely.
Because, you know?
Because our whole lives have expanded. So the opportunity for conflict also increases, right? And then with the advance of new technology, right?
Let's take advantage of it. This is a service that I'm offering to the Bahamian community. Look at that rant you were on with your experience on East Hill Street a moment ago.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's no recourse. There's no relief, right?
Mm-hmm.
People are driving around the place willy-nilly. But if you're able to say, listen, you know, let me bring you into account. Let's bring you into account. If you snatch that person up and say, listen, I need this thing resolved. Let's go to justice with Judge Carroll.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think you have a case, and if you think you have something fair on your side that you want to say, then by all means, come before Judge Carroll and mm-hmm. let her hear your side.
Now, we had a text that said, well, you've answered the questions. The rulings are binding,
yes.
right? Because we both agree to adhere
yes.
to the ruling of the arbiter.
Yes, and by law. So it's not, the agreement is foundational, but there is an arbitration act
that supports it.
That supports it.
Absolutely. Let's go to the phone line quickly and then
yes.
to the text. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Ms. Green.
Good morning.
To the lady that you have there, the judge.
Carol Munnings, yes.
Judge Carol, how high does your court case go up? Like the magistrate court, you only could get a certain amount of money.
Well, it's based on once the parties have agreed. So it doesn't have to be the $5,000 or the $20,000. I don't know that if someone has a $200,000 claim, that, you know, it's the kind of matter that it is and the evidence that is involved, I would be able to go through all of it in a day's hearing because
okay.
these matters
Another
are heard in a day.
Too.
Yes.
Do you think I would have a case if my neighbor has a tree in their yard, but the root of their tree now is breaking up my patio?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you would have a case.
Okay, that's a case I could bring before you.
Yes, sir.
But don't bring it before me.
No,
because what I can tell you is if you're enjoying the fruit from the tree, you better enjoy the root from
the
tree, too.
No, I can't even get none of the fruit off the tree. That's the problem.
I got you.
Okay.
Okay, but thanks.
Yes,
absolutely.
Sir.
Yeah, don't bring it before me because I am a petty, petty and jealous God and I'm not honorable and I be in my feelings and I also don't have 35 years of institutional knowledge to bring to the table. All I have is feelings and chikchanis, right? But things like that about, say, like land dispute. I'm disputing that you are 4 inches or you are 4 feet over your boundary. Can I bring a matter like that if the other party agrees? Is that something that the arbitration system will hear?
Yes. I mean, because what you want is the evidence, and then once the parties agree, for me to hear the matter and to decide on the evidence, certainly.
Mm-hmm.
We had a matter recently in the neighborhood where there was a dispute. actually, the parties resolved it amongst themselves. So it wasn't even necessary to go to court.
All right.
And I'm saying that as an illustration. So I'm not granting land, right?
Yeah.
I'm not granting certificates of title.
Mm-hmm.
It's a matter of resolving a dispute.
I got you.
Yes.
I got you. The text asks, do you have a lot of cases with tenant and landlord issues?
I don't at the moment, but I am certainly able and welcome those cases. So
okay.
Things like family disputes, maybe over money, possession of goods and that kind of thing, money claims relating to injuries, traffic accidents or other kinds of injuries, child support cases, and those kinds of things where it's particularly suitable if the two persons on either side of are able to speak to the matters in question. So it's not conducive to a matter where if you have to keep telling me, well, somebody said so-and-so, and you're acting on this information, or they have the authority to make the determination, and you just happen to be, like what we say, a pawn in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
So it needs to be the two parties who have power and agency to make the determination, who made a decision, who did an act, didn't do an act, and have agency over how it was done.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that helps.
I think so. Here's a question for you. What can you identify matters that will not be heard in this space?
I will not hear employer and employee matters because
okay.
We have a labor board for that,
okay.
And they have their own dispute resolution process by going through that mechanism.
Okay.
And as I mentioned earlier, claims to, where people are asking, like quieting title claims, and they're saying that we want a certificate of title to that property. So it's easier, like I said, the kind of things that you probably would take to a magistrate's court
mm-hmm.
Are the kinds of matters that I am hearing.
All right. Yeah. I'm saying I have a dispute with a neighbor whose English is not their first language,
mm-hmm.
right? Like
mm-hmm.
I have a cat
mm-hmm.
and I have a Philippine neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, my cat love being in their house. It turns out they're lovely people. They buy gift and toy for the cat. I just make the cat watch that nest when it bad, right? And I believe, like, my cat just like being in their house.
And your dispute is they're taking over your cat?
Like, they're trying to thief my cat from me. But this English is
sounds
a second
like
language,
you're
right?
You're conflicted, though.
I am, because, first of all, they're cool neighbors, right? But I love my cat. I need you all to know that the cat belonged to me. And you just borrowing the cat. But that's the matter, right?
Mm-hmm.
But my neighbor is from the Philippines.
Yes.
And I don't mind saying that because they just community people. That's how I know why the cat
yes.
over there, because the cat
okay.
like them.
And?
But they're not very strong in English, right?
Yes.
Can they request an interpreter, or can they request someone to assist them?
They can bring someone along. Yes.
Okay.
They can bring someone along who can help them to explain, to interpret for them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not able to provide an interpreter,
mm-hmm.
who can speak on their behalf. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Because there are people who are not necessarily proficient in English. I appreciate this show because it helps people to build legal literacy.
Yes.
To help you understand the law more, right? But
yes.
I would hate to think that somebody, like, they have a strong case, but their English is not very
mm-hmm.
strong. And so we don't necessarily understand clearly what they're trying to convey.
Yes. So if you remember when we started out, I said something like making the law accessible
mm-hmm.
and available.
Mm-hmm.
So this is part of making the law available across the board.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not only the fact that some people have to wait months or years to have a case heard, but some people simply don't have the ability to get to court, to go to court in the first place
mm-hmm.
for various reasons, such as what you have described, maybe
yeah.
a language barrier. And so this is also an opportunity for those persons to obtain justice.
All right. Now, the question I've been waiting to ask you, Could I bring somebody before your court because they hurt my feelings and I think they need to compensate me for hurting my feelings?
You know, there is a category of case where if someone has injured you,
mm-hmm.
actually, there's a couple of different ways. I'm not going to give you all of the legal names,
mm-hmm.
but yes, you can bring the case.
Mm-hmm.
I will hear the case and determine whether it falls within those different buckets of the law that provide for that.
All right,
and you can bring them, and you guys can clear the air between you.
I got you.
All right.
Do you film with a live audience?
I do film with a live audience.
You film with an audience, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, see, I got very concerned because if I'm having my matter heard, right, and the Bahamians in the audience laughing at me, I'm going to file a second case right in front of you for them hurting my feelings, laughing at me
And I'll tell you, no, it don't work so. Because if you in any courtroom in the Bahamas, and I've sat in many for many years, people always burst out laughing.
This is true.
Yes. So that's just how it go.
I have to prepare myself.
Either you are coming to have your case heard because you have an issue that you need resolved,
mm-hmm.
or you come in for foolishness. And if you come in for foolishness and you worrying about what the people in the back are saying and looking and watching, then you're not there for serious. And this is serious business.
I got you.
This is serious business, man. I mean, people walking around stressed, anxious, can't sleep, can't eat, losing time off work, paying doctor bills
mm-hmm.
because of the stress that they are under.
Yeah.
Listen, Bahamas, there is no need for you to continue to remain under that stress.
Mm-hmm.
The two of you, the two sides, for goodness sakes, mm-hmm. this is an opportunity. We are in 2026. Come on, Bahamas. Let's get with the program. Stop putting your business on Facebook, on Instagram, or wherever so that you could shame somebody but not get any resolution. Time for that is over.
Yeah, bring it to
Justice with Judge Carol, www.judgecarol.net.
I have a text here I want you to reiterate because you've mentioned it before. The text asks, the final decisions, are they legally binding in the sense that they are enforced by our legal system? Can you...
So the whole process is based on the Arbitration Act. It's used around the world. The government of the Bahamas uses it. It's legally binding once the two parties... So when you come that morning and we're doing taping, I will have both sides. My producer will have it because you're not going to see me. I'm not going to be fraternizing with
people.
Right,
because you need to maintain...
I will maintain my distance and yeah. I don't want anybody to feel like I'm showing favor.
Yeah.
And then you will sign your waiver. You will sign the agreement to be legally bound and it is... legal and enforceable in the courts. So send your email to info@judgecarol.net mm-hmm. and sign up and apply. I'm in studio next Saturday, the 28th of March. Okay, the 28th of March, mm-hmm. info@judgecarol.net.
All right, let's take this last caller
yes,
before
ma'am.
We go. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller.
You
Hi, good morning.
Judge,
yes.
you are generally holding court on the grounds that your judgment will be final when they sign that waiver, right?
Yes.
Your judgments are based on what I call the ELF, the evidence, laws, and facts, right?
Okay.
And if a judgment is made, it cannot be appealed, and people feel because the term per incurium, they cannot go and say that you have been careless in your judgment.
Are you making a legal submission? It sounds like you're making a legal submission.
No, yeah, it's just saying that, you know, they can't say that you did it, you didn't pay attention to the laws, you were careless according to the laws, or you were careless according to the facts, right? And they cannot appeal your matter to go back to the court.
People, I cannot control what people do or say after they leave, it is a legally binding decision.
All right, so here's the question.
Mm-hmm.
We've come to the resolution. The arbiter has given the decision,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
I, as a party, I accept that decision, right?
Yes.
I don't say, hey, I fight in this. I don't like it. I accept it. Do I have an option to seek another court's opinion?
you can.
Okay.
I'm not going to go behind you and say, no, don't do it.
I got you.
If you want to spend that money and time after you've
gone through the arbitration process,
then go ahead.
And if I'm the other side, can I bring the results of the arbitration process to the court to say, hey, Your Honor, first
absolutely.
Of all.
Okay. Absolutely. All day long.
Judge Carroll, I'm excited about this show.
Yes.
Local programming. It's entertaining and it's educational and informative. I love it. But when can I have you back on the show?
Well, you just let me know.
I will
make myself available. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Justice with Judge Carroll, do you know when the new season is?
Not yet. After we've done the taping, they will set up a timeline.
So let people know one more time before we go, the time and how to get...
info@judgecarroll.net or the website www.judgecarroll.net. Do it right away because we are in studio on March 28th and we will need your information before. So get it in by Wednesday of next week. info@judgecarroll.net.
Listen, use the options that are available to you. Don't be like me when people just try to hurt my feelings. I put it on a t-shirt because I ain't gonna have hurt feelings by myself. But now that we know there are alternates available, there are possible Bahamians, please seek them.
I'm fair, firm, and just.
That's Justice with Judge Carroll. You've been On the Clock with Erin Green. Stay tuned because C.A. Newry and Guardian Radio AM is up next.
I was a taxi driver, was a deep sea diver, and when I want to pass, I would mash the gas. I was a taxi driver, I say, I was a taxi driver, I was a deep sea diver, and when I want to pass, I would mash the gas. I was a taxi driver.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.